than these. Jesus calls us by thy mercies, Savior, make us hear thy call. Give our hearts to thine obedience, serve and love thee best of all.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, please be seated. And please join me in welcoming the Reverend Deacon Eric Ellie, who read the gospel this morning and is now with us. Thank you, Eric. So as we gather together in the midst of a little bit of snow, in the midst of the beauty of winter, John the Baptist is back. We got to hear about John the Baptist back in Advent, right? As he talked about the coming of the Messiah, and he is back and he is speaking. Last week we had a baptism, and this week we have John speaking in strange language, pointing at Jesus, talking about Jesus being the Lamb of God, this special, expected, and hoped for person. John's just doing the work that he's been doing for a long time, baptizing people, inviting them to change their lives. And as a result of what John has been doing, his speaking the truth, he has a posse that follows him around. He has disciples and followers who listen to him and take his teaching seriously. And so when he sees Jesus walking along and he points at him and says, "Behold, the Lamb of God," those followers, their ears kind of perk up. And the next day it happens again. "Behold, the Lamb of God." And suddenly, something happens. Andrew and one of the other disciples of John, they decide to take John's pronouncements seriously. They get up and they decide to follow this Lamb of God, this Jesus. They decide to go and investigate who this Lamb of God really is. Ultimately, that's what disciples do. They let their lives be shaped, not by their own knowledge, but by the leading of someone else, right? In this case, they let John direct them, and they go and they seek out Jesus so that they could understand more, so that they could go deeper in their faith. These two individuals, Andrew and the other, aren't content just to hear a little bit of information and leave it at that. They want to dive in and dive in deeply. I don't know if you've ever heard of ideas or thoughts or concepts and you've wondered what it meant, and so you Google it or you grab an encyclopedia. I know most of us don't do that anymore, but just in case we have folks who aren't online, you know, you just look it up and read a little bit of information about whatever you're interested in. Now, usually, if you're like me, you only make it about one third of the way through the Google description of the thing you're checking out, and then you set it aside and continue with your life. But Andrew doesn't seem content to do that. He follows Jesus, and he seeks out Jesus, and he asks Jesus, "Hey, where are you staying?" He wants to go deeper. He wants to sit with this man, listen to this man, learn from this man, be shaped by this man. And in no time, Andrew begins to follow Jesus day in and day out, being challenged by him, being directed by him. His life is remade. He's no longer a disciple of John the Baptist, but one of the 12. This is a key part of Christian life. Hearing about God, hearing about Jesus, and then being willing to follow, to go deeper. Not just to do a quick Google search and read a few data points and leave it there, but to let your life be reshaped by the living, loving, and liberating presence of God. Going deeper is what Andrew did. That's what those other disciples will do. And it is what countless members of this congregation do, week in and week out, as we seek to serve Jesus Christ, as we seek to know God, to serve God, to love God, to worship God, and to dwell in God. In this gathering of people, and those who are with us on Facebook Live right now, we're at about 35 people watching, so that tells you what snowstorms will do for you, right? So many people in this place have let the presence of God pull them and push them into ways of living that they wouldn't have expected beforehand. They have gone deeper. They've learned. They've served. They've given. They've been changed in ways that they would not have expected, simply because the Lamb of God, Jesus, has invited them to come and to find life. In just a few minutes, actually more than just a few minutes, in what, about 40 minutes, we'll start our annual meeting. And as part of the annual meeting today, we are going to really intentionally look deeper at all the different pieces of our faith and life here at St. Mark's. We are going to look intentionally at how God has changed us and called us to serve. I know for a fact that not all of us are going to drop everything and follow Jesus like Andrew did. Not all of us are going to serve God by being members of a prayer ministry, or by acolyting, or by working on the altar, or by live streaming the service, or by singing in the choir. But every last one of us is invited by God to follow, to go deeper, to learn, and to grow in our faith. Jesus is inviting you and me today. Come and see. Come and learn. Go deeper. Experience the life that God offers. A life that can transform us, that can remake us, that can give us hope even in the midst of the darkness. Sisters and brothers, thanks be to God that we are disciples of a God who is alive, is active, and is inviting each and every one of us to come to see what true life is, to go deeper with the presence of the Holy Spirit with us. Amen.